It's Tuesday, September 24, 2024.
This case is first of its kind in the nation, holding ExxonMobil accountable for their lies.
California sues ExxonMobil for lying about effectiveness of recycling. Infamous Three Mile Island comes back to power Microsoft AI.
Oy.
Plus,
we gather today representing the peoples of the world, united by our shared aspirations for the future.
Climate Week Summit kicks off in New York City.
All of those kickoffs and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
They want money. They want to build windmills. We want money with these windmills. Hey, yay, yay.
Right there, he's actually quoting my favorite line from Don Quixote. These windmills, oy, 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 it's going to take a lot of chutzpah to defeat these schmucks and the fuck the Spanish sun. I'm schwitzing my Sancho's off over here. Oy, oy, oy.
This is your Green News Report.
Of course, you all remember that from the musical version, Man of La Mazza.
Okay, Desi Doyen, well, this one came out of nowhere, didn't it?
Oh, yes, it did. In the Pacific Ocean, Hurricane John rapidly spun up in a day to a Category 3 before making landfall on Mexico's west coast on Monday. And heads up, Florida and the Gulf Coast. As we go to air, the National Hurricane Center forecasts a new storm to be named Helene, likely to undergo rapid intensification this week, fueled by record warm Gulf of Mexico water.
Just like the rapid intensification of Hurricane John, which,
yep,
if it skips over the peninsula, we could be looking at two hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico at the same time.
Fun! Studies show rapid intensification of storms is occurring more frequently due to man-made global warming, giving coastal communities very little time to prepare. In other news, it's Climate Week in New York City, running concurrent with the United Nations General Assembly, bringing together a broad swath of activists, elected officials, and industry and finance leaders, typically a platform for big sustainability pledges and other announcements before the next phase of UN climate treaty talks in mid-November. They will be hosted this year by oil-producing nation Azerbaijan.
Yeesh.
Climate Week's focus is climate solutions and the surge in renewable energy investment and the ongoing fight to divest from fossil fuel finance. In advance of the summit, protesters around the world took to the streets for a global climate strike. Meanwhile, a new study warns that two-thirds of the world's population will see a rapid increase in unprecedented weather events unless governments move faster to cut greenhouse gas emissions that cause climate change.
You mean like two hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico at once?
Yeah. Scientists from Europe's Center for International Climate Research project that extreme weather events will intensify rapidly over the next 20 years. Computing giant Microsoft announced it will pay an undisclosed amount to reopen the infamous Three Mile Island nuclear plant. Yes, that one, the site of the worst nuclear accident in U.S. history, in order to provide power for its artificial intelligence data centers.
Well, that's important.
To help the company meet its targets for zero carbon electricity over the next 20 years.
That's not the zero carbon we had in mind, Microsoft.
This appears to be the first time any company has secured 100% of a nuclear facility for its own use. Bloomberg News reports that the insatiable electricity demands of AI and cryptocurrency have triggered, quote, a surprising resurgence in gas-fired power plants in 2024, slowing down the transition to clean energy.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think this is the first time that a nuclear plant that has been taken offline has been put back online.
Yeah, I think so.
Thanks, climate change.
Finally, after a lengthy investigation, the state of California sued ExxonMobil on Monday, accusing the oil giant of lying about plastic recycling in a, quote, decades-long campaign of deception about the effectiveness of plastic recycling, despite knowing it isn't viable at scale, instead blaming consumers for plastic waste. Exxon is the world's largest producer of plastic polymers. This first-of-its-kind lawsuit seeks civil penalties and other payments payments to compensate the state for the costs inflicted by plastic pollution. At a Climate Week event in New York, Attorney General Bonta explained why he is holding Exxon accountable.
For their lies, for their sham solutions, for manipulating the public, for lying to consumers. We don't believe our corporations should lie to us. They've done it for decades, knowingly perpetuated the myth of recycling, and they deserve and need a judgment day, and we are going to bring it to them with our lawsuit.
Go get them, Bonta. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks, Mastodons, and sites still known as Twitter at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. It's too-